This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Let's find out.
Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Right.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Okay.
Does the expression, shut your ass up, ring any bells?
Sorry.
You can talk, bitch.
Right. Stupid dick!
It's always going to have a taint to it.
That bitch!
Thank you, that was the joke.
All right, just ahead of Buzz's news. Let me see. Everybody seen the thing on the net about Owen Wilson, right?
Yeah. I just decided to get a little high and cut my wrist, dude.
Owen Wilson allegedly is tried to off himself.
Right. It got a bit too intense for me. I understand. It happens to the best of us.
That nose.
That crooked, craggy nose.
That schnoz.
I just got
that
tired.
Schnoz.
Can I tell you something, Don? Yeah. Got tired of looking at it in the mirror.
Isn't he almost a little more baby boy when he does his whole innocent?
You mean like baby boy, like the goo goo gaga?
It's almost
little baby goo goo.
It's not Adam. It's not Adam Sandlerish for sure.
No, it's not. Oh yeah, Cherie. Yeah, we're talking baby. But it's more like goo goo gaga.
I'm so naive.
I just don't get it. You know, you're such a cute girl. / my wrist. Take some drugs.
Like in Meet the Fockers, that guy that they was in Meet the Fockers, that was the boyfriend of Gay Fockers' girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, that's real nice. I made it all out of wood, one piece.
I'm really surprised that more people from Night at the Museum haven't tried to kill themselves. If you've ever seen it,
was he in Night at the Museum?
Yeah, he played a cowboy.
Also, I know that Buzzmate, you probably don't have time for this today with all the Michael Vick stuff. We've had the rumors that Wayne Newton's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Right. Yeah, more than rumors, I think. I think it's definite.
Wednesday, they're announcing it, and the other name they're throwing out, I think he should do it, is Mark Cuban.
It's a lock. He's on the cast.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
Well, thank you, Buzz. Well, that's all I had. Now, here's the rest.
Okay. Well, hi, Donna Mike. Here's the question this afternoon. Is Britney Spears a bad mother? TMZ says she is being investigated for possible child abuse.
That bitch!
TMZ's also reporting there will be an unscheduled hearing this afternoon in California involving the custody lawyers for Britney and ex-husband Kevin Federline and from the county prosecutor's office.
So this, all the things where he was going around and she was getting subpoenaed and all these people, was that KFED's custody or was this the county going through this?
That was KFED and his custody battle, but apparently the investigations have overlapped. His own private eyes and the Department of Children and Family Services in Los Angeles.
Eyes, they're watching you. Also, they're watching your every move. That was private eyes.
Hall & Oates at their peak.
They're watching you. A video. That was ahead of its time, boy.
It was fantastic. When their hair was so puffy.
It was done on that Betamax.
It was exciting.
I had that home video look.
I love that.
Who would have thought when the divorce went down that he would come out looking like the better person and better parent?
One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He seems to be holding it together more than she is.
Pretty much, yeah.
He must be smarter than her.
I say this seriously. Everybody back off, my girl.
Brittany?
I'm going to sound like a Michael Vick defender now.
Okay. Right.
You have not heard all of the stories you've not heard the other side.
That's right.
Give her a shot, Mike.
Pick your people, though, to be apologized for.
Well, I will defend her. She's no Lindsay. She's no Paris.
You're defending her. You're defending her. I almost sound like Alan Calder there. You're defending her simply because you have lust for her.
Guilty.
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 The next scheduled custody hearing is September 4th. Brittany, by the way, was also stopped for speeding over the weekend, and afterward, she decided to let one of the two male dancers who was with her do the driving instead. Here we are to the Michael Vick story. Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank said today that he knew from the start that Michael Vick was trouble.
That's like the movie Wall Street.
Uh-huh.
You know, when they finally get Charlie Sheen at the end. I've always said you were bad
news. Now, Buzz, hold on. Are you paraphrasing? Because I did watch everything that Arthur Blank said on TV today, and I'd never caught him saying that.
I'm paraphrasing. I'm getting this from the news reports that I've been working from, but he did, in fact, say words to that effect.
No, listen, I don't.
Okay.
Not to step on toes here. I did watch his thing. It was very carefully choreographed.
Uh-huh.
They want money back from the salary cap.
They want the $22 million signing bonus. That's what they're going to go after.
Yeah. Signing bonus.
Even if they only get part of it. But he did leave the door open for Michael Vick to maybe return one day. I didn't get the feeling that what was the thing you just said?
The news account that I read just before we went on the air here is that Arthur Blank said that he knew from the start that Michael Vick was in was trouble.
See, maybe in this regard, it was said in this regard. Mm-hmm. He had a troubled past.
Well, weren't they tight together at the beginning? Weren't they like almost father-son kind of relationship?
Yes, absolutely. And I watched a lot of it today, and Blank was very PC.
You sure he didn't say he knew from the start that he was in trouble?
Yeah, I'm sure of that.
Because, I mean, when you say I knew from the start he was trouble, it means I thought you were a bad guy from the very beginning. And then he's kind of contradicting himself if he says
I can
that.
Dig out the copy I worked from a little later when we go to the break.
Rob Spiewak writes, "Dear Don and Mike, I saw the Falcon owner's first porno movie. It was called Fill in the Blank."
You know, you could have even said it right there. You had to get it in there. Right.
And you spell Phil, P-H-I-L.
Mm-hmm. Fill in the blank. Fill in the Arthur blank.
You ever notice when they have that at Thanksgiving, when they go down on his farm and all the family members run around and they play paintball? No. It's called Shooting Blanks. Thank you.
That's a Thanksgiving.
You paid a blank check. We've played this game, haven't we?
We played the blank game, I think. Absolutely.
Blank also says letting Vic go would be a temporary fix that would have hurt the team in the long run. He's also probably has in mind the players' union when he makes that particular statement. Blank says he likes the way the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell handled the situation. Vic has been, of course, suspended indefinitely by the league.
I got the feeling watching Arthur Blank today that he's a guy who truly had feelings for Michael Vick.
Yep.
And he has not closed the door.
He was, at the same time, didn't you think he was filled with a lot of passion, that he was pissed. He was upset. He was very hurt.
Watching it as much as you can with these stupid millionaire football team owners who look at these at their employees with their pieces of meat, but they in some way they think they relate to them as a father.
Right.
I got the feeling, at least from Arthur Blank, that that's how he felt.
He was disappointed.
Michael Vick, meanwhile, was told to be back in court December 10th for sentencing when he entered his guilty plea today. He could get a year or a year and a half behind bars the way the judge was talking today, possibly even longer.
Again, you know, sorry, Buzz, maybe I'm not up to speed on all of this. What I heard about Mike Vick was specifically the judge. Yeah, he's a tough judge.
Right.
And the judge can sentence him from anywhere to 12 months to 5 years.
Right. Can sentence him to anything he wants to. Right.
But if Vick goes in over the next 2 months, 3 months, and starts spilling his guts, in essence, the more that he rats out other people,
right,
the better the odds are that this judge, no matter how tough ass he is going to take time off the prison part.
If you were advising Michael Vick, would you not tell him at this stage of the game, you're going to be sentenced, what is it, December 10th?
Right.
You have an opportunity right now to get started on your rehabilitation of your image and your rehabilitation as far as this whole situation with dogfighting. Take that opportunity right now and get it done. And because before you go into sentencing, I mean, that's a long time.
I found his apology today disingenuous.
I thought it was horrible.
In this regard, I thought that Michael Vick had some emotion.
Right.
That he was working without a script. But I felt bad for the guy that he's so stupid that he doesn't know how to articulate. Like, nobody said to him, you should go out and say, killing dogs is inhumane, and I can't imagine how I ever did it.
Right.
Instead, he came out and he said, well, I'm not very responsible.
Dog fighting is wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Thank you.
He said, I'm immature.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like, you know, it just did not.
It didn't feel like it was from the heart.
Did not ring true.
And that's, I think he's still, I don't know. I got the impression the guy still feels as though he's being unfairly treated. And he was saying what he thought he had to say.
And then when he played the God card, really. Mm-hmm. That's the moment. That's the one moment that I said, you know what, I'm backing off this guy now.
Yeah, Jesus, absolutely. Christ. Absolutely. He still has time. God, get with the right people. You know, the legal fees this guy must be paying. You know, if some of these lawyers, some of these guys that could steer him into the arms of somebody that might really be able to help him from a rehabilitation of his image and just rehabilitating himself as a person.
Right, here's that guy, Roger Cossack.
In front of his honor, let's go back down to Richmond to the federal courthouse and bring in ESPN legal analyst Roger Cossack. Roger.
Bob Lee, who incidentally today has got the four-hour boner.
Oh, does he really?
Well, because he's the Ted Koppel of ESPN today.
Very good, good.
This was by the book then.
Absolutely by the book, exactly what we expected. I think for a couple of things that we're talking about, the judge carefully asked him, Michael Vick that is, if he had read the statement of facts and agreed with what was in there. He said, yes, he has. He agreed it. That was his testimony, or rather his signature and his plea of guilty. He absolutely admits that he is guilty, and there's no question about it, and he adopted the facts that were in the statement of facts. I think the other thing that's also important to note is the sentencing is December 10th. The judge indicated that he was going to reserve a half day of court time for the sentencing. Now, sentencing usually takes about 5-10 minutes. So what that means is that the defense team is going to put on a full day or half day of testimony to try and convince Judge Hudson, as Billy Martin said, who the real Michael Vick is. So I expect that the real push by the defense in this case will come at the sentencing hearing, where they try and convince Judge Hudson that this was, as Billy Martin said, an aberration, and show him the real Michael Vick, to try and get him to go under the guidelines, which he has the right to do, and give him probation rather than jail time.
Now,
I want to say one thing to remember, that in the plea agreement, Michael Vick has agreed to cooperate with the U.S. Attorney's Office, and I'm sure that what he does for them will be part of Billy Martin's appeal to the judge to try and get his sentence reduced.
Now, going forward, Michael Vick be interviewed and investigated by probation authorities. There'll be a pre-sentencing report that will be given to the judge. That'll be on his table as well.
Yeah, anyway, it goes on. That guy, Roger Kosick, is actually quite informative on ESPN as far as being able to dumb it down.
So really, he's pleading guilty, but there will be kind of a trial, and the trial is going to be on December 10th when the defense presents all this information to the judge. Here's what a good guy he is, and perhaps during this time, here's what he's done.
Yes.
A, to cooperate with authorities, and B, to perhaps do things publicly or privately to change his ways.
And I think at the end of it, there's no way that he gets out with just probation. They got to send him to the Hoosgal for a while. That's dreaming by his attorneys.
No, I mean, but the fact is, it might be it might be a 6-month sentence, something like that. But you got to give the guy some time.
And here's the moment where he brought up the J-Man in the middle of all this. Yes. Mike Vick during his press conference.
And through this situation, I found Jesus, and asked him for forgiveness, and has turned my life over to God. I think that's the right thing to do as of right now.
And right, you know the qualifier? That's the right thing to do as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, as I hear that, he's given himself an out already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I listened to that as a guy. I watched that today, and I wanted to see a Michael Vick.
I know.
That was going to turn his life around.
You know, he's a young guy. I really think that with time, maybe he will see that the people that he's been around and doing this stuff is not the right thing to do. I do believe people can change. I think people can change when they're 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. And judge not lest ye be judged, right now. But the fact is, that type of activity, when you go back and you look at it, kind of, because of today, I suppose, that's why they were putting some of that video on of that dog fighting.
Yes.
And it just, I don't fire on that circuit. I don't get it. I don't get how a bunch of grown guys can stand around and watch that happen and get pleasure out of it. I mean, no matter what the gambling is.
You got some people that are now comparing it, saying, we kill chickens.
Right.
We don't need dogs. We're not in Korea. We don't need dogs.
Yeah.
I also saw people on ESPN, an incredible amount of talking heads today, saying, and I felt as a white guy that I was being misrepresented, it was predominantly a black panel.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, the problem is that the story is being presented for upper middle class white America. And upper middle class white America looks at Mike Vick with his braids and with his do rap, and they see someone who's a thug.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to look at them and say, I've been defending Mike Vick since he came into the league because I think he's an exceptional talent.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got charisma.
Right.
And there's something about him that I like. And I'm a white guy. It doesn't bother me he's got the dreads. It doesn't bother me that he's got baggy pants.
A good chunk of America has moved by that. I mean, really. I mean, if you're in Rob shakes his head. No, not him.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
I don't know. I think that I thought we'd move by that. I mean, dreadlocks and do-rags. I mean, that doesn't matter. I mean, there are plenty of great guys out there with dreadlocks that I know personally. It's ridiculous.
They've got nothing but time to fill today on ESPN, so that's kind of the angle that they were going. But listen, just watch that guy, Roger Kosick.
All right. I wish I knew more good guys with do-rags, though. It's a little joke. It's a little joke. If we're talking do-rags, dreadlocks, more, well, I know more good guys with do-rags than dreadlocks.
Oh, and here's
or vice versa, dreadlocks than do-rags.
Here's Chuck Barkley.
Ah.
Hubble.
He'll tell it like this. Terrible.
No, and he does.
Good.
About Michael Vick.
They say, oh, that's part of the black culture. Hey, man, most of the black people I know are good, hardworking, outstanding citizens. And I hate when people use that as an excuse. Hey, we all grew up in bad neighborhoods. But at some point, you have to grow up and be a man.
I mean, goddamn, does he say it like it is, or does he say it like it is?
That's right. I think anybody saying that's part of the black culture on either side, you know, white or black, that is wrong. You heard what Sir Charles had to say, too.
Mm-hmm. Another guy the president said was doing a heck of a job has resigned under a cloud, but this time it's the top law enforcement official in the country, U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. He stepped down today after 6 months of stonewalling Congress on the political firings of U.S. attorneys from coast to coast.
Either one of them worked. Alberto now he's Speedy Gonzalez.
I was going to say, is the Attorney General's departure going to be speedy?
Arriba. And we still don't know who holds that winning Powerball ticket, the one worth $314 million.
Thank you!
We don't know if it's an individual or a group of people, but
we
do know the winning ticket. Wouldn't that be something? We do know the winning ticket was sold at a Speedway convenience store in Richmond, Indiana, along the Ohio state border. The winning numbers 2, 8, 23, 29, 35, and Powerball 19 were drawn Saturday night.
I meant to play those numbers!
So close.
Calm down, Rob.
The lottery game Powerball is played in Washington, D.C., the Virgin Islands, and 29 states, including Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maine, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Indiana, however, has had the most Powerball winners. The Mega Millions drawing is tomorrow night. It's up to $250 million, 10 states and the District of Columbia.
I think that sucks that they're all from Indiana.
Indiana wants me.
I think that sucks.
Lord, I can't go back there.
Mm-hmm. Actor Owen Wilson has issued a statement asking for privacy after apparently trying to kill himself over the weekend.
Dude.
I can't do Owen Wilson. It's official.
Do you think they named Powerball after Peter North?
Powerball.
Makes sense.
Peter North.
All right, Owen Wilson. Now I'm listening because he's the talented of those, more talented of the Wilson boys.
I want to say if I've disappointed my fans, I'm real sorry about it. You know, I do have to hold the nose to make it work, don't I?
You know what maybe made him...
That's really what I have to do.
What made him...
So I took some drugs and slashed my wrist.
Do you think perhaps he watched his performance in the movie The Big Bounce, which I saw over the weekend on HBO? No.
Hey, dude, you didn't like Wedding Crashers? I think Wedding Crashers stands up pretty well. Really do. Think I'm going to be okay.
You know,
suicide is painless.
You know, a lot of it is that that sing-songy kind of
like
going
like
up. Don't know, dude, thinking about might break into that house. You know,
that's real touching, dog.
It's almost got some Ardinger in it.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't do Owen Wilson after I've been to a bachelor party over the weekend. Because it comes out like, Andy Dick. Oh, man, let's get high.
Wilson was hospitalized yesterday in very serious condition. Police say he was treated for detoxification, but Wilson reportedly slashed his left wrist after taking an undetermined amount of unidentified pills. He was found by a family member. And did Hulk Hogan's 17-year-old son try to take his own life? Police say Nick Hogan's Toyota Supra left the highway inexplicably last night.
That will not happen to Hannah Montana.
No way.
BRC will take care of that.
Wow.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
With his sneakers.
Father of Riley Cyrus.
Miley.
What?
I think it's Miley Cyrus.
Miley. That's
Miley Cyrus.
Miley for Smiley.
And dad and TV dad of Hannah Montana.
Right.
Right.
Nick Hogan smashed into a palm tree, but checked out of the hospital today.
She is in the future Hot as Balls, incidentally. Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. My kids love Hannah Montana.
Future Annoying as Balls.
Who cares?
The show is Annoying as Balls.
Yeah, and you see her
on the show. Right. Hey, listen, you don't have her tonsils.
You can.
I mean, you can, but you know what I mean. It's like the Kathy Lee factor.
Okay.
You know, duct tape.
Mm-hmm. Touche.
I think it's going to be okay, boys. Going to come and visit me in the hospital.
You like Hannah Montana?
Don't like it at all. Watched a marathon. Watched a marathon over the weekend. Tried to off myself. Somebody call Vince Vaughn.
The sales bonanza is over for the companies that make disposable lighters. Airport security was confiscating 22,000 of them a day. And that doesn't count the ones that got ditched somewhere between the car and the metal detector. Saturday, as the summer vacation season comes to an end, the policy changed. You can now, once again, carry a lighter onto an airplane, so long as it isn't one of those torch types.
Hooray!
Bics and Zippos are okay. Lighters were banned from planes after a shoe bomber tried unsuccessfully to use a lighter just after 9/11.
Oh, Buzz?
Yes.
Coming your way in 14 days. The King of Queens on My 20. A double dose of king-size laugh.
Only 14 days?
I can't wait!
You know, you played that, and I felt him stomp. He was so delighted, he stomped. And my chair just went up like a quarter of an inch.
And you know what he does? You know when Herman Munster used to get real excited jump up and down?
And he'd jump up and down.
That's exactly. Rob did that.
He stomped.
He loves that.
He was that happy. I mean, you play that, and obviously here I feel this thud.
He loves that.
Then I know it's not wasted effort.
Richter scale.
You think it's easy to find that promo every day?
And two episodes a day.
Thump.
Thank you, Buzz.
Of course, anything can happen when you're flying. On a Frontier Airlines flight Saturday morning from Denver to New York, a guy who'd been acting strangely tried to open the fuselage door during the flight.
And once again, someone's failed to tell Buzz that we've got a break for commercials. We'll stop right there, Buzz.
We'll have more details on the terrible flight incident when we come back.
Paul Giamatti after your local news and weather. We do have a break, Buzz.
Right.
Someone should have told us. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.